We often think about faith in America, as people kind of settling into one tradition and staying put.
Yeah, like planting roots.
Right. But there's this really fascinating trend happening with a significant number of people transitioning from the Latter-day Saints movement over to the Assemblies of God.
Pentecostal denomination.
Exactly. It makes you wonder what's behind this shift?
It's definitely a head scratcher. And it's not just a few individuals here and there. This is a pretty substantial movement of folks.
Yeah.
To really grasp the why, we got to dive into the specifics.
Okay, so let's start with the Assemblies of God. Founded back in 1914, they place a huge emphasis on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, divine healing, and that whole anticipation of Jesus's return.
Right. They trace a lot of their energy back to the Azusa Street revival.
Oh yeah, that was a major turning point.
Absolutely. A huge wellspring of charismatic worship that influenced a whole bunch of different Christian groups.
And their core beliefs really reflect that heritage. They're all about the Bible as the ultimate authority, salvation through faith in Jesus, and a deep, deep commitment to evangelism, spreading the good news.
And their tenets of faith lay it all out. They believe in the Trinity, one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They believe in the necessity of being born again spiritually, and they emphasize the process of sanctification, plus a big focus on the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Which would be things like speaking in tongues, prophecy, healing, that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And it's not just an American thing, is it? The Assemblies of God has seen incredible growth all over the world.
Millions upon millions of adherents by 2023.
Wow.
Across Asia, Africa, Latin America, they've really adapted to different cultures, which has got to play a part in their appeal. And as we're seeing, it seems particularly appealing to some folks coming from the Latter-day Saints.
Okay, so that paints a picture of the Assemblies of God. Now to the Latter-day Saints. They started in the early 1800s with Joseph Smith. And the Book of Mormon, as scripture, alongside the Bible, is really key for them.
Yeah, they believe Joseph Smith translated it from golden plates revealed by an angel.
It really emphasizes their belief in continuous revelation and those modern-day prophets.
Absolutely. And they have these really unique core principles. Eternal families are super important to them. They have a very detailed plan of salvation that lays out our spiritual journey, and they really value personal revelation.
That direct connection with God.
Exactly. Temple rituals are also a huge part of their faith. Things like sealings, binding families for eternity, baptism, confirmation, and other ordinances.
They have a very strong cultural identity, too. You can't overlook that. Things like the Word of Wisdom, their health code.
Yeah, no alcohol, tobacco, caffeine.
Right. And of course, missionary work is a big part of their global growth. But as with any faith, not everyone stays. And that brings us back to this really interesting movement we're seeing. People leaving the LDS Church and moving to the Assemblies of God.
So the question becomes, why? What is it about the Assemblies of God that speaks to people who are moving away from the Latter-day Saints? That's really what we want to dig into in this deep dive.
Unpack it all.
Yeah, understand the main reasons for this shift. Explore how community plays a role in the whole transition, how people navigate those cultural differences. Look at the theological overlaps, the places where they differ. And of course, we'll talk about how former LDS members are stepping into leadership positions within the AG, and ultimately, what's the overall impact on the Assemblies of God's growth.
All right, let's get into it. So, what are some of the big reasons we're seeing folks transition from Mormonism to the Assemblies of God?
Well, looking at personal stories and testimonies, one theme that pops up a lot is this a sense of disillusionment, I guess you could say, with some traditional Mormon practices and doctrines.
Like they're not feeling fulfilled.
Right. People talk about this lack of personal spiritual fulfillment. Some even express confusion with some of the LDS teachings. This often leads to them seeking out a faith that resonates more deeply on a personal level.
Something that connects more directly.
Yeah, absolutely. And this ties into some of the theological distinctions. The Assemblies of God is really big on this immediate personal relationship with God through the Holy Spirit.
That direct connection.
Exactly. And for a lot of people coming from the Latter-day Saints, this can feel like a breath of fresh air.
Like a more liberated approach.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Compared to what they might see as a more structured, perhaps less direct way of relating to God.
More mediated.
Right. So that desire for a more experiential, personal faith journey seems to be a major driving force.
Makes sense. It's not just about doctrine, though, right? It seems like there's also this element of not quite fitting in with certain cultural and social things within the LDS Church.
Yeah, you're hitting on something important. Our sources show that there are some critiques, you know, about historical stances on things like gender roles, race, family structures.
Tough topics.
For sure. And for some individuals, these issues become so significant that they start to look for a different type of community.
A place where they feel more fully accepted for who they are.
Exactly. And that's where the Assemblies of God often comes into the picture. Many people find that the AG provides a more inclusive, more welcoming environment. And that emphasis on community support within AG congregations is a huge draw.
Which brings us to community. It seems like that's a cornerstone of this whole transition.
Oh, absolutely. It's essential. That support system within the Assemblies of God is vital for former Mormons who are navigating this, you know, often very profound spiritual shift. Leaving a community like the LDS Church, which is so tightly knit,
can be isolating.
It can be very isolating, yeah. The Assemblies of God, with its emphasis on fellowship and belonging, it really provides that welcoming embrace right when people need it most.
They find a place to belong again.
Precisely. And the AG really fosters that sense of connection. They actively encourage participation through small groups, through outreach programs, and social events.
Not just surface level stuff.
No, no. They really try to build those deep relationships and encourage personal growth within that new faith context.
They're very intentional about it.
They are. And the inclusivity that's often found in AG congregations, that's also a big deal. The fact that they welcome people from all different backgrounds can be really powerful, especially for someone who maybe felt like an outsider.
Like they didn't quite fit in before.
Yeah, yeah. It can take those feelings of displacement and turn them into this renewed sense of belonging.
Now, it can't be a completely smooth transition, right? Moving into a new community with different traditions, there's got to be some cultural integration and adaptation involved for former LDS members.
Oh, for sure. It's a multi-layered process. You've got different worship styles, those subtle theological differences, and as we talked about, those shifts in the whole community dynamic. Mm-hmm. Take worship, for example. AG services are often very lively. Lots of energy, music, spontaneous expressions of faith, more of that charismatic approach. That could be a pretty big contrast to the more structured, reverent services you often find in the LDS Church.
I imagine that can be a big adjustment.
It can be. Getting used to a less formal structure, those expectations for more spontaneous participation, even something as simple as raising your hands during worship,
can feel strange at first.
Right. We have stories of people who initially felt self-conscious about it, but over time they come to see it as this authentic way of connecting with God.
It's a journey.
It really is. Right. And then there's the social aspect, those communal aspects of AG life, those small groups, fellowship events. Even though they're ultimately supportive, they do introduce a whole new set of social dynamics to navigate.
And coming from different backgrounds, there are bound to be some bumps along the way.
Of course. Cultural misunderstandings are going to happen. It takes patience, willingness to learn from each other, and a real openness to change, blending those past beliefs with the new practices.
Okay, so let's dive into some of those theological distinctions. Earlier, you mentioned some key contrasts. What are some of the main differences in belief that might draw someone from the LDS faith to the Assemblies of God?
Well, theologically, there are some big differences, particularly when it comes to salvation, the nature of God, and the role of Scripture. Let's start with salvation. The Assemblies of God, they hold to that traditional evangelical view that salvation comes through grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, period.
Just faith.
Yes. Now, that's different from the LDS teaching, which says, yes, faith is essential, but salvation also requires specific works, like those ordinances in the temple, obedience to commandments. For some folks who might have felt this weight, like they had to earn their salvation within that LDS framework, the AG emphasis on grace can be incredibly freeing.
It's a shift from, I have to do this, to, it's a gift.
Exactly. Then there's the understanding of God. The Assemblies of God believes in the Trinity, the idea of one God existing eternally in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all equal. The LDS Church, they also have a Godhead, but they see the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost as three separate beings.
United in purpose, but not essentially one.
Right. And for some former LDS members who maybe struggled with that concept, the more unified idea of God within the AG can make more sense.
A little more straightforward.
Yeah. And then we have Scripture. The Assemblies of God views the Bible as the only inspired, inerrant word of God, the ultimate guide for faith and practice. The LDS Church, while they acknowledge the Bible, they also consider the Book of Mormon and other writings as scripture, giving them equal or even greater weight.
So for someone leaving the LDS faith, the focus on just the Bible and the AG can be appealing.
Yeah, it can feel like a return to those core truths. Now, another fascinating trend we're seeing is former Latter-day Saints stepping into leadership roles within the Assemblies of God.
Yeah, becoming pastors, leaders, etc. What does that tell us?
It's a big deal. It really highlights this growing connection between the two faiths. These individuals, they come with unique experiences shaped by their LDS background, and that can really enrich those theological conversations and how the AG approaches their community.
So they're not just joining the ranks, they're helping shape the future.
Right. And their experiences can lead to some really innovative approaches to things like pastoral care, outreach, and how they engage with the world. A lot of these leaders really emphasize building community, being inclusive, and reaching out to those who might feel marginalized.
Fresh perspectives, new energy.
Exactly. Plus, their understanding of both theological frameworks can actually help bridge divides within the church, build understanding between people from different backgrounds, and it can make their outreach to people who might feel disconnected from traditional religion much more effective. Often, these are the folks who start new programs reflecting that vision for a more progressive, engaged spiritual community. They're taking those past experiences and combining them with AG values, which helps keep the denomination relevant and impactful.
So, bottom line, what kind of impact are all these former Latter-day Saints having on the Assemblies of God? Are they really influencing the church's growth?
The impact is pretty significant. The data is pretty clear. This influx is directly shaping the AG's growth, and it represents a really dynamic shift in the American religious landscape. Some membership stats even show that a good chunk of new AG members, like maybe 15% in certain regions, come from the LDS tradition.
That's a big chunk.
It is. And in areas with a large LDS population, places like Salt Lake City, there's a clear link between the growth of AG churches and the efforts they're making to connect with former Latter-day Saints. Things like those Bible studies tailored to their background have been really successful.
So it's not just happening organically. There's a real outreach effort.
Absolutely. And the influence goes beyond just the numbers. Those personal stories from former LDS members, they're adding to the cultural fabric of those AG congregations. Their focus on that more personal, expressive style of worship, it really aligns with Pentecostal traditions. It seems to be bringing new energy and a stronger sense of belonging.
Creating a more vibrant community.
Yeah, exactly. And you even see a mixing of elements from their LDS background with those charismatic AG practices. It's leading to some fresh, innovative approaches to worship and outreach, which is attracting more people and making the movement even more appealing.
It's fascinating to see how these two traditions are influencing each other. So, as we wrap up our deep dive here, what are the key takeaways? What have we learned about this religious shift?
Well, the fact that we have people transitioning from the Latter-day Saints to the Assemblies of God tells us something really important about how fluid religious identity can be in America. It shows how people are actively seeking out a faith that truly resonates with them, with their individual beliefs and experiences.
A spiritual home that fits.
Exactly. It's not just about switching churches. It's about a much deeper, more personal search for meaning and connection. And this integration is like a cultural exchange. It benefits both communities. Former LDS individuals find a new way to express their faith in a supportive environment. At the same time, their unique perspectives bring something new to the Assemblies of God.
It challenges our assumptions about religious affiliation, shows us how dynamic faith is in our society.
Exactly. It's not so black and white.
Right. So seeing this trend makes us think bigger. Is this just about the Assemblies of God and former Latter-day Saints? Or could this be a sign of something bigger happening in American religion? How might this shape the future of religious identity and community in the U.S.? It's a really interesting question to consider.
It is.
Lots to think about.